For some it's a cigarette, for some it's a blackjack bit, for some it's playing Russian roulette with the bottle. For some it's a broken heart, pink slip in a foreclosed yard, 18 in a goodbye car, waving to a father. Oh, oh, we all, we all, we all, we all got giants. We all feel like David facing Goliath sometimes, where they make us feel so small, back us against the wall, but they don't know they're turning underdogs to lions. So bring on those giants. For some it's a locker room, makeup on a bourbon bruise. For some it's a Sunday pew, talking to Jesus. For some it's the sound of goodbye, a single seeing two pink lights. Some people gotta stay high, and some are scared of flying, scared of trying, scared of dying. We all got giants. We all feel like David facing Goliath sometimes, where they make us feel so small, back us against the wall, but they don't know they're turning underdogs to lions. So bring on those giants. Well, we all, we all, we all got dim skeletons in the closet, and we all, we all, we all got dim mountains we're climbing.
Hold on now, guys. This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday,
we all feel like David facing Goliath.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Sometimes, but it makes us feel so small, back us against the wall, but they don't know they're turning underdogs to lions. So bring on.
Hey, Britt.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing today, my friend?
Man, I slept in and found some coffee. I'm doing good. I'm gonna try and find a mic.
Giants by Drake White, man. I like that dude, man. He's a good singer. I got kicked out of the show earlier. I don't know. I was on the panel and everything was going good. Next thing you know, I got kicked out. And, yeah, I think the same thing happened to Crash, she said. She got kicked off the panel. I'm not sure what.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy? What you getting into today, Paul?
Finishing up the lunch. About to go back to work.
All right, Britt. It's kind of a bad day out there today, ain't it, Paul? Not raining.
Yeah, it looks dreary as hell out there. Yeah. It ain't raining, but it's dreary looking.
Yeah.
Hell, is it supposed to rain today?
Uh-huh. Into tomorrow.
I haven't seen any rain on my radar. I don't know. Janie said it is.
I guess it is. Eric's already getting it. We're about to receive. Usually if it comes from Atlanta, we get it.
I mean, there's at 1 p.m. at 1 a.m. it's a 61%, 11 p.m. it's a 61%. Eric, before then, it's just like a 35% chance of rain today. There's a 44% chance of rain.
What's
right
up,
now.
Doctor, man?
We're supposed to get rain tomorrow, though. It's going to be 68 and rainy tomorrow. And Thursday. And then Friday is 69, Saturday 75, Sunday 80, Monday 77. Getting back up in there. Hey, Doc, how you doing? Oh, sorry about that. I was looking at the weather.
Well, I guess that'd be an excuse to play the Xbox, right?
Yeah, well, that's what it does around here lately. Hey, Terez, how you doing?
Having a drought this year, according to that almanac?
Yeah, especially summertime, yeah.
Let it rain. There's more grass to cut sooner or later. Way I look at it.
No, you're wrong on that, bro. I don't cut grass. I hate cutting grass.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I buy our goats. That way they cut the grass.
Yeah. Hear yourself. Y'all are winning this. You're going to buy me some fucking goats.
All right, step in it now, Paul.
At least two or three.
Hell no, I can go to the cell barn and get them by the whole trailer full of pretty cheap.
No, the mini ones, not those ugly ass big goats.
I'm getting grass cutting goats.
No, those things are mean as fuck. I'm being for real. He owe me some goats since he said that. Because I'm the one that cut the grass last year.
I bush hogged it a few times.
Not right there where I had to use the push mower.
No, you had your girl out there with a push mower, Paul.
Hey, she's the one choosing to use that thing, not me.
Do the other motherfuckers run? No.
I'll go get mama.
Did
your mom let me use that bitch? No.
She got my zero turn, bro, you know?
Yeah.
And every time we use it, something fucks up and it's expensive to fix. So just go get the fucking push mower.
How you hanging in there, Rush? You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right, man. That's because Paul is his dad's son, man. He can't touch nothing without breaking it.
Hey, I fix whatever I break, though, bro.
Yeah? Yeah. So did your dad. So
that's
did
we
your
don't
dad.
Shit.
Hell, it was always his. Shit. It was always his shit that was breaking on me because he already rigged it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just passing through y'all. I got a tell it all meeting. I got coming up in about another 35-40 minutes.
What is this tell it all meeting?
I guess the right person to ask that question, huh, Doc?
Huh?
What is this?
I guess the right person asked that question like you were talking about the other day, huh?
Yeah. He wanted to know. And I said, well, I'm going to volunteer to tell you. I wasn't going to at first, but I got to. I cannot stand it no longer. Can't do it. I just can't do it.
I hope you get a job on the other side.
You heard from me in a couple. If you ain't heard from me in a couple of days, well, God, I don't think they're gonna do nothing. But still. But anyway, I was just passing through y'all. Paul, I'm gonna catch you in Brett's show. What time is that gonna be tonight?
Brett show's at 9 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. Get that.
Yeah, 9 p.m. tonight. Brand new show.
But anyway, I'm phasing out, y'all. Y'all holding the rope.
Oh yeah, you too, my friend. Be easy, man.
You too, Doc.
Thanks for stopping by and saying hey.
Keep it between the lines, bro.
As long as the road has lines, I guess.
Hey, it's election. There's lines right now.
Alright, yeah.
Even if they're temporary lines, they put something down there.
Yeah, always gotta do the road work.
Gotta come through with the little yellow dots that are look faded the time to spray them on. Some temporary lines.
Yeah. But we got roads over here that don't have white lines or yellow lines. They're roads.
I understand.
Yeah.
But if you notice on your road, the top half does.
Yeah,
where you come off
the York County part, guys. You hit
Rodman.
You hit Chester County. No lines. I figure it out. lot of these roads around here, man, really just tractors using, man.
Right. And four wheelers side by sides now.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those out playing around.
I had to go lock all the gates up because they were getting past her.
Well, shit, dude. I wish this toothache would go the fuck away, man. That's the only thing that's bothering me now. I'm still limping around. My leg's still swollen, but it don't hurt. It's just a damn tooth.
Go mash your finger. That way your finger hurts and them two quit hurting.
Yeah, I've realized that about a toothache, man. It hurts regardless of what else hurts. You feel it and, yeah, you feel whatever pain and the tooth. Your body knows how to multitask when it's fucked up, yeah.
Right.
Hey, Pixel 6. I thought that said Paul Gunn for a second. I was like, what the hell?
No, I had to look a second again. I was like, what the fuck? I don't do my G like that.
Pixel 6, that's a Google phone, isn't
it? Yep. That'd be a dinosaur version now, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Only on 6? Should I be on, like, 20 by now?
I don't know. Google phones are different than iPhones and Samsungs. Yeah.
That's because they started out as Windows.
Yeah.
I'm tell you, when they were doing the Windows phones, them things suck, bro. I thought I had something, and then I tried to use it.
Went right back to your iPhone, didn't you?
Nah, that was before the iPhone adventure. That was whenever I was still exploring to see what was out there. I was coming off an old Snake phone, you know? That Nokia.
Yeah, I like playing Snake, man. That was a good game. It's funny.
I wish they would put it back on here. I'm surprised it ain't hit the none of the Play stores yet because it was popular as hell.
That's because it was the only game out there. Yeah, really. Probably why it was popular, to be honest.
Well, I mean, you got to look at the screen you had. It was the only thing they could do graphics-wise to make it happen.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. Once you start getting up in, you know, the snake starts growing. It's a hard little game. So I've seen all that paperwork and shit that Shep posted on Discord about his leg, man. I still don't know what the fuck. I think it was a bug bite, man.
I haven't even been on Discord. I didn't read it.
I
know I asked him in the Ozzy show. He said he felt better this one. But he was on the way to the pharmacy then.
All right. I slept in a little bit this morning, tried to. Well, I have asthma.
Pharmacy delivery now.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Man,
a lot of pharmacies do. Even Black Drug Store down here delivers now.
That's crazy. I didn't know they delivered. What's up, Shane? How you doing, man?
Of course, you got to be there to sign to receive it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Somebody can't be there for you. You gotta be there.
It's still wild, man. Yeah.
I'm actually shocked that I haven't heard that the Black's drugstore delivery guy has been held up around here yet.
I'm just surprised, you know, that somebody ain't robbing them, dude. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm very surprised I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. But it'd be, yeah, around here, people would run up robbing them, stealing fucking cholesterol medicine.
Yeah, but they have to have an insider to know which one of the hits is going to, like, the terminal patient deliveries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That has the home care and stuff. What's up, Shane?
Yes. I don't see how that can be, how that hasn't led to bad things yet, delivering pharmaceuticals. So what they got you working on today over there, Paul?
I am working on the first. Prepare, roll out, all aluminum issues. I just rolled out at that big show in Vegas last month and already got 6 orders for them. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Making the first run on them.
And that's.
I'm back to the old ground in
the
world.
Is that the, that's the kitchens, right?
Yeah. They started out with all wood, then they made a all stainless steel, and then they did an all stainless steel mixed with wood finish. And now they're rolling out all some aluminum line. The stainless steels and the wood kitchens to go, you know, around $150,000. They're figuring these up to be around $20,000 range. So,
that's a lot of damn money, man, for a fucking kitchen. Holy shit.
Like I say, though, these are rich Playboy kitchens, though, you know? Those are the Tiger K people and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't worry. They'll never reach our level to rest about.
I wouldn't want to, man.
I'm honestly thinking there's aluminum going to be an issue, though. So you think if they put, like, aluminum suits and things of that sort in here?
Yeah.
The weight, I just feel like they're going to want to crumble like a beer can with certain ranges and stuff added to them. Everything would definitely have to be pre-standard that goes with it.
Yeah, I think I can find something else to spend $150,000 on there.
No, these are going to be around 20 grand.
I can find some.
The stainless steels and the wood finishes, custom wood finishes. Are.
No, but I can find something else besides my kitchen.
Why do you think I ain't remodeled mine yet?
I mean, I love food as
I'm
much as the next
nice
person.
Nice 1950s but... cabinets in it.
Right? I mean, I love food as much as the next guy, man, but... I can cook it in my kitchen just as well as you can cook it in that $150,000
one. Like I say, though, ours isn't just for indoor kitchens. There are certain designs for complete outdoor kitchens.
Right.
Because you got people who like, we used to make our own pizza ovens and everything that worked. Some of them, but pizza ovens are kind of weird. Load them out, they fell off and buy them. But, I mean, we got them the full line rack, full refrigerator systems that goes with the cook stations and stuff. There's a lot to the cabinets. It's not just you can't just go in, like, we can't go to, like, rooms to go in so these literally have to be designed for what we're going to have these.
Right. That's pretty neat, man.
There is that.
Hey, 4Q, how you doing, man?
You know, I have to pick up some music, bro. I got to get on this grinder.
Oh, have fun, man.
Got to be out Friday. Yeah, man.
Damn, man. You better start working. You got only got 4 days, Paul. Get the kitchen out. Well, I guess I will queue up a song while I go grab me a drink.
If I'm gonna fall, I'm gonna fall with you. And if I'm gonna fly, I'm gonna fly straight to the moon. Yeah. You got a fall to fly, now there's no denying. Only a fool could miss the silver lining when the clouds can keep on crying and the wind can blow. Oh, you get the rainbow. Yes, you do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We can slide through life and miss the clues, but the struggles bring the colors and a different point of view. So let the thunder roll and the lightning strike. Know tomorrow's gonna be alright. When you open up your sleepy eyes, then you'll know. When you see the rainbow, ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So when the weatherman says that a storm is blowing in, take shelter on that porch until it ends. Yeah, there's something about that view that'll change inside of you. When you give up control, you'll find that particle and you get the rainbow. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, face the passion now.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Time is everlasting.
And double.
sycamore shade. Yeah, baby, ain't nothing worth missing. We got a chain link bluebird singing us a love song we can dance to. The front yard's full of pink flowers I can pick for you.
I guess that was two songs, man. My bad. I went to go grab a drink and realized I didn't have any freaking tea left. And, kill that. I didn't have any tea left, and, so I put some tea on the stove while I grabbed myself a root beer. Reminds me of that. Let's see if you get some. Yeah, what? I ran out of Mountain Dews this morning. I drank my last one this morning. I was like, oh, I had to wait till this afternoon to get some. Yeah, I was going to drink some tea. No bueno. So now here I am drinking a A&W root beer. Which really sucks because A&W root beer is caffeine free. I'm a Barks root beer kind of guy. I don't think it's as sweet as A&W or Mug. So bridge collapsed this morning. Seen that? There's still six people missing, but you know, the fact that it happened so early in the morning, man, I wonder if they did that shit on purpose, kind of, you know, just to get rid of the bridge they had to build a new one.
The fact that it grew, the rescue team was waiting to see the condition. If it's still floating that good, why would they not come in on boats and get people off and start waiting to see if it's going to sink, if it's going to drown or not?
I guess because if it sank while the boats were coming up, it could pull the boat down. I don't know. That don't make any sense either.
It had happened hours before the video feed I was watching. It was pretty obvious it wasn't something that fast. It was supposed to go get people off of it.
All right.
That way, if they were trying to cast in the cabin down below, you said, I'd have been up before they ready. But I tell you though, that's crazy the way the bridge fell there. That's wild.
Yeah, we don't build things as sturdy as we think we do, I don't think. Yeah. I think we've learned that over the years.
Well, that was one of those cable suspension bridges, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Is it designed to fall like that, though? It might be designed to collapse on itself like that. Minimal damage.
If you take attention, I mean, it's flat surface, really, like it was a demolition, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I just think that maybe they might have done that shit on purpose too, because of what time of day it was, and you know, minimal amount of people on the bridge. Now, there could be the guy's first time out there, man. You know, the harbor pilot, whatever. It takes the boats out. It could have been his first time.
Well, the news this morning said that the engineer this is the second big wreck that we had, a big collision with something else in the past. We had a little way, but he already has enough, I think, that he, so they were saying it was the same ship, one of the two. I was watching it at 5 in the morning, so, you know, my brain wasn't clearly working that good with me.
Divers searched for multiple people after Baltimore's Key Bridge struck by cargo ship collapses. Yeah. It was not intentional. Preliminary investigation show.
Front your eyes, like there, we don't have any. I guess that's the way the digital age is. We don't have any questions because someone's always rolling video, and you can just see it just drop.
Well, and just also, you know, as we've been focusing on this morning, just the difference that it just veering off course. I mean, it's still, what have we seen this 100 times, and it still gets you right in the gut. Just veering off course a few degrees when that ship lost power, causing this terrible catastrophe. And I'm sure you guys feel the same way. I've watched it again and again and again, and you just feel so heartbroken for the loss. And we don't know yet fully the loss. We've heard some of the names from some of the crew members that Kate has been talking about. But I was also struck, and I know we have his remarks, I was really struck by the chaplain for the seafarers and the job that he has to pastor to people who are in such pain right now. So can we take maybe take a listen to what he had to say, just in terms of what his role is and what this moment is for him?
But if we can't, but Deb, you know, you bring
is
it up.
Is it, but
if
we can't, we can't
ago.
Right now. So we'll bring up a story. This is live from Baltimore.
As people come into port and sort of help them
NBC
acclimate.
News.
Listen, you're going to be spending some time here, help you go find shopping or help you go find a movie theater to take your mind off of things. And you, it's just another one of those things you take for granted because you figure they park their ship, they load stuff on, they get out of town. And they at least give you that sense of family. And I feel like that's what the chaplain is offering.
Yeah. And interesting, he mentioned 8 crews are stuck, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to need a lot of support as well.
Right. I think he really spoke to the humanity of this moment. I mean, because when we see those ships, right, all we see is containers.
Right.
We can't visually see the crew. And those stories will be coming out as the day goes on. We do have that sound from the minister. He certainly can express it better than I can. Let's take a listen.
Whenever something traumatic happens, often it takes some time for the other
That's
shoe to drop for us to realize what we've just been through. And the same is true for seafarers.
His pastor, Joshua, missed it, man. He,
come to the realization.
He's bald, man. He's got a fading hairline, but he's got this little crop right above his forehead of hair. It's just a little circle of it that he hasn't quite let go of yet.
No way of knowing how long they'll be on board. Some of them.
It's very disheartening.
The ship at all. Don't forget the people that.
Hey, Brett.
So often go unseen.
Sorry.
These are the
important phone call
that move the world for us.
Yeah, no, I was just listening to live news here real quick from Baltimore.
There was some vehicles that were on the bridge. Most of them were DOT guys, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Yep.
Yeah, they were doing bridge work out there.
Yeah, they were doing bridge work, and they were trying to hold up traffic at the same time. So we lost some DOT people that were out on the bridge along with some others.
DOT people just happened to
Thank you.
Morning, Shane. Morning, everybody. Paul G. Big Gun.
Morning, bro.
They said one person was taken to a trauma center and various issues have declined as far as rescue from the water so far. I don't know how many people do you think have been lost? Did you hear, Brett?
No. I'm actually on 6 different tickers right now watching what's coming in, and basically they haven't got a count yet because they don't know who's missing.
All right, yeah. Hello, Leo 9, Carmen, Chico.
Hello.
All right, what you doing, man? No? Okay. I just did a hello. Well, thanks for saying hello. Thanks for stopping by.
Did you get all that?
All right. Hey, psycho. Yeah, I don't know if that was a 9-year-old or a voice moderator or whatever the fuck you call them, voice changer things. That's what it sounded like to me. It didn't really sound like a real kid's voice. I have kids. They don't sound like that. I don't know what the hell my son's in there listening to, man, but what he's creating, he's probably creating a beat. That's probably what that is. It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Morning, psycho. Who the heck's at my door? I don't know. I'll be
John
back.
Ritter. John Ritter, my friend.
Come and knock at my door. I'll be back.
I can't tell if this tea's boiling or not, man. Damn. I don't have to get up and walk over there. Just had to wobble them back over here and... These are the issues I face in my little first world life here. I'm gonna assume it's boiling. I'm gonna cut up. Give me 2 seconds.
I'm gonna be a bit, guys. I'll be back.
Yeah, man. See you soon, Brett. Hey, Cindy. Hey, Daddy Hoff, how you doing, man? You still at work, psycho? What you doing? Good times, man. Good times. I swear to God, man, root beer is a lot like cream soda, man. If you're not in the mood for it, you're not in the mood for it. It's one of those things. All right, I ain't no good at all, Daddy Hoff. What's up, crazy lady? How you doing? All right, so you sneak in. Yeah, I'll be on later. Yeah. I've been sitting here staring at my TV all day, dude, wondering what game I wanted to play. You ever get in a mood where you just don't want to play any game? Yeah, I'll be around then. Yeah, just staring at the dashboard. That's it. That's what I'm doing, staring at the PlayStation's dashboard. No, I can't do that either, man. If I go have a wink, man, I'll go to sleep. Like, yeah, I'd rather go to bed. That'd kill all the energy I had. Oh, well, you gotta learn how to aim there. Keep it out of your eye, man. That's not good. Never good. Never good. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Sue.
Hi, Russ. Psycho bitch just turned up.
Yeah, he's been in here just chatting.
Don't talk about me.
No, I haven't seen him. Paul says, hey.
Hi, Paul. How you doing, Ralph?
How's your day going today, Sue?
Don't even bother asking, Ross. You don't want to know, mate. How's yours been, anyway? Have you spoken to... Shep at all?
No, I haven't talked to Shep since last night.
Yeah, he's been back to the hospital again.
Has he?
He had a temperature of 102. But he told you what it was, an abscess in his leg, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, send me all nasty. The stuff.
Did he send you all the pictures? It's nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Good job he went when he did.
Well, it just popped up out of nowhere, you know what I mean? Yeah, to have like an ingrown hair or something to cause that.
That's what I said to him. Maybe it was an ingrown hair. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Something's caused it, isn't it? You don't just get an abscess appear for no reason.
No, he had to have like a bump or something that got infected.
And he's a clean person. It's not like he's a dirty person or anything, is he? Like some people don't shower and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you can be too clean, yeah. Too clean.
Mm, yes, true enough. Yeah, you don't build up any. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd pop in and say hello, love, and I'll speak to you later. Russ, take care. See you later.
All right, so I hope your day gets better.
See you later, love.
All right, later. Yeah, the 3S is shit shower shave. Well, it's fine, better to shave shit shower. What's up, homie dog? How you doing, man? Well, there is that, I guess. The only problem I have about this time of year, man, is they're out there spraying all the fertilizers and stuff for the ground to get it ready and everything and start planting. It drives my dogs crazy, man. You just hear the dogs barking all day long at these damn vehicles. Yeah, so that's kind of the day it is here. Yeah, spreading poop, man. Yeah, and you hope the wind's blowing that day the opposite way. That smell just sits in the air, man. Cornflakes? Nah. Oh, yeah, chicken farms are horrible, dude. Chicken farms are freaking horrible. Yeah, I'd really hate to be around a cotton farm or a chicken farm, man. That'd be... And those slaughterhouses stink too, man. Where they process roadkill? It's not even slaughterhouses, it's just roadkill processing plants. They make the glues and stuff. Those really stink. What hangs around cotton farms? A lot of deer. We got a lot of deer around here. A lot of wild pigs. You can get those around here and coyotes. A lot of snakes. A lot of field mice. A lot of feral cats, too, man. A lot of feral cats. They just travel around. I got a pond right over here, too, so we get a lot of, like, a lot of cottonmouths over that area. Yeah, we gotta be careful over there. That's probably the most dangerous thing around here, the cottonmouth. I mean, spiders and stuff, you know, you got brown recluses, black widows, all that stuff out here. But dirt daubers and wasps and yellow jackets and hornets. It's like the Wild West for fucking bugs, man. Yeah. You gotta watch out for drunk drivers, yeah. Yeah, that's the dangers of the cities. Yeah, so it was an abscess, Caps. So it's like a, he had like an ingrown hair or something. I think it's probably what it was. My sister said he went back to the doctor this morning with 102 fever. I'm sure they get the infection going, he'll be good. You just gotta get enough antibiotics in. I mean, I gotta see if somebody's here, man. My dogs are going crazy. Sarah went in. I don't know what the hell she ordered. Something with batteries. You got a big warning label on the side. Something with batteries. That's funny. I don't know what the hell that is. Well, damn, dude. It's any more active in here, dude, I call it a volcano. Yeah, my wife's all, the only one who, like, she orders shit all the time. I don't ever order anything. Oh, wow, that was loud. Man, let's see, you need a ship. Yeah. Dad jokes on the ready. I hear you. I like a good dad joke every now and then. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. I did my lunch hour. Good times. My family's doing good, man. I hope yours is, bro. I got the car finally fixed today, so they're coming back home from her mom's house. So my little 2-day break is over. Oh, well, happy birthday, man. 2 years old, wow. Time does fly, my friend. Yeah, my son turns 21. Come the 5th. 21 years old this year. And then I still got the 3-year-old, you know, so it's good times. Yeah, I'm getting old, man. That's all right, though. I'd rather be where I'm at now than still be young and not knowing what the hell's going on, trying to figure it out, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're getting old, too, Paul. You're getting old, too. But we're not old yet, you know, we're just middle age, man. We're in the middle. Hold the middle hard. Paul's kid was born 21, yeah. All right, well, I am about to end my show and get out of here for a while, man. Go lay down before all the kids and stuff get home today. I'll be home about a couple hours. See if I can take some more time on. Shit, get rid of this damn toothache, man. It should bother me. Hard to talk when your tooth hurts, man. You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all for hanging out and being here for the lunch hour, man. And we'll be back tonight. Make sure you check out all the shows that come on in between. And we'll see everybody soon. Later, my friends.
Later, bro. Later, everybody.